Omagina Timinanda Sajana Jana Salakaya Saksu Samilitan Jaina Tatsmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Papitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Upakadamayam Nadati Sapandantikam Banja Kalpatubhyas Chakripa Sundaveva Chapatitanam Pabinevil Vaishnavena Namo Nama. The Bhagavatam. Some problem?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's too loud. It's feeding back. Raise your hand if you have your beads with you, your japamala. Okay. There. Okay. The Bhagavatam describes Kali Yuga. What are you doing? Huh? Okay. But why don't you not do it? Why don't you just listen? Because mostly we're going, I hope we'll be chanting. I'll say simple things. So the Bhagavatam describes Kali Yuga as Manda Samanda Matayo Manda Abhagya Upadrutaha. Describing the characteristics. How does that verse begin? Kalavasmin yuge, you know. What's the first line? Prayena aupa yusha subhya. Kalavasmin yuge, you know. Manda sumanda matayo. Manda abhagya. Abhagya means everyone in Kali Yuga is abhagya, unfortunate. And even more than people are unfortunate, the prime characteristic of Kali Yuga is the mind is upadrutaha. What is the English translation of upadrutaha? It's always disturbed. See? There's the proof. No one has to write down that the mind is always disturbed. Everyone already knows this. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, when we're chanting our japa, which is specifically what we wish to speak about today, when we're chanting Krishna's holy names in japa, the mind's tendency is to wander and wander and wander. And this is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls in his Harinam Chintamani this pramada, or the inattentiveness. He calls it the mother of all offenses against the holy name, the source of all other offenses against the holy name. So although usually when we speak about chanting the holy name and avoiding the offenses against the holy name, there are 10 offenses against the holy name, beginning with Satonindam Paramam Aparanam Vitanu De. But I only wish to speak about one of the 10 offenses, which is in one sense the 11th offense, and this is Pramada. And I will speak from my own experience, that because I have a very wild, uncontrolled mind, it is very difficult for me to connect with the holy name of Krishna with my consciousness. My lips, my tongue, my voice, when chanting japa, will chant the holy names, but my consciousness, my attention, tends to be somewhere else completely. Now, for example, I want you to talk to me. Do you have a question for me? Okay, I want you to ask me a question right now.
Why am I disturbed?
Keep asking it again.
Why am I disturbed?
keep asking.
Why am I going to stop chanting the holy name?
Now, how did you feel? Even though we're just playing, how did you feel when I was doing that? How did you feel? Huh? Did you want to keep on asking me? Did you want to put your attention on me when my attention was somewhere else? No. It's a little insulting, actually, isn't it? So, this is something that is quite amazing. Quite amazing that there is one verse that the Vishnu Dutas say to the Yama Dutas. Because the Vishnu Dutas was, the Yama Dutas was saying that Ajamil is so sinful. He's done this, he's done that, he's done this, he's done that, he's done so many terrible things. And therefore we must punish him for his purification. Otherwise, how will he learn? But the Vishnudutas replied that actually Ajamil is not sinful. He is sinless. He needs not to perform any prayaschitta or atonement because he is sinless. And then they describe why he was sinless, because he chanted the name of Narayana. He chanted the name of Krishna. And then they say that chanting Hare Krishna is the best prayaschitta, the best atonement for this terrible thing and that terrible thing and this terrible thing and that terrible thing. Not that we chant, do terrible things and chant Hare Krishna to get rid of the reaction, but actually chanting Hare Krishna removes the reactions for everything terrible that can be done. But the Vishnudutas say that there is something still more wonderful that happens when we chant Krishna's name. And that is Nama Viharana Vishnu Yatas Vishayam Mati. Mati means the intelligence or the attention of Vishnu, of Krishna. When we chant Krishna's names, his attention comes to us. Now think about that. When we chant Krishna's names, Krishna's attention is placed on us. But where is my attention? He's looking at me. And the way Prabhupada translates this verse is so wonderful, because he takes into his translation a comment by Srila Sridhar Swami, Swami Charan, and all picked up by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Krishna actually thinks in relationship to especially Ajamil, that this man, his attention, Krishna's attention goes on Ajamil, and the Lord thinks, this man has chanted my name. It is my duty to give him protection. Ajamil was calling his own son, whose name was Narayan. Oops, yes, Narayan. Anyone here is named Narayan? Very intelligent. Yes, that's what I said. Very intelligent. So, he was calling out his son's name, but still Krishna's mood was, Lord Narayan's mood, Krishna's mood was, he has chanted my name. It is my duty to come to him, to give him protection. And therefore, he sent the Vishnudutas to protect Ajamil from the noose of Yamaraj, Yamadutas. So Krishna's attention went to him, or when we are chanting, Krishna's attention comes to us. But what does he see? Oh. It's terrible. We all laugh because it reminds everyone of me, I think. How embarrassing it is. Krishna's attention comes to me, and I'm thinking, how many more rounds do I have to chant? How many more are left? And Krishna, his attention is on me. So at least what we want to do, and also there is some what we call kamutyanaya in the nyaya in this, that if what to speak of, that if Krishna feels like this, if Ajamil is calling Narayan, who is his son, he's calling his son name, what to speak? How does he reciprocate with someone who is chanting with a serving mood? What to speak of someone who is chanting with love? So this is Krishna. This is his mood. And then I should ask myself, well, what is my mood? So what I would like to suggest now, we're all watching all of you, so so you all better be good. So what I would like to suggest, of course, the ultimate suggestion is chant with love, with Sudhanam. That's the ultimate suggestion. But the basic method of advancement that Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave us is to chant Krishna's names without offense, without aparat. So what we would like to bring to everyone's attention is that we should at least try. We may not be able to succeed perfectly, but we should try when we're chanting Krishna's names to bring our attention to our chanting. We should try our best to bring our attention, in other words, to bring our consciousness, to bring ourself, not just our bodies, but ourself, to Krishna's holy name, and make the indication that Krishna, I want to have a relationship with you. Because, again, talk to me. Go ahead. We'll make sure you don't do that next time. Anyway. Okay, talk to me. My name is Barijan. What's your name? Okay, so you just talk to me. Just talk to me. How did you feel when I did that? Terrible, yes? Even though, actually, of course, I'm only joking now. Please don't take it too seriously. I'm only joking. But how did you feel? Even the people I was playing with, our Prabhu over here, who I hope will forgive me for playing with him so much, but how did you feel even, who was just watching me? You know I'm just playing. But how did you feel when I turned my back to you? How did you feel? How did you feel? Did it feel like nothing? Or did huh? It's disturbing. Even you know I'm playing and it's disturbing. So, but what do I do when I chant so much of the time? I turn my back on Krishna. I don't put my attention. I don't even try to put my attention on him. In fact, I consciously look for things other than to put other things to do with my mind. And how do you think Krishna feels? Because he's a person after all. And that's the point that we want to make in our preaching, that he's a person. And you're a person, so how do you feel when I do that to you? Do you ever have the experience that you're talking to someone and they keep looking at their watch? How do you feel? That this person obviously doesn't want to talk to me. So we would like to make this change from Krishna Bhule Se Jeev Anadiya Bahyamukh to Samukh. And that is the purpose of sadhana bhakti, to go from Bahyamukh to Samukh, to put from our back to Krishna to facing Krishna. Facing towards him, that means consciously. So to, as a simple way to begin, we have a few, four simple suggestions. The first one is, see if it's actually there. No. But there are four other suggestions that we have. Just make what you're trying to do very simple. Just try not to hear 16 rounds or one round even. Just try to hear one mantra. And if you hear one mantra, your life is so much better. I find that if I can connect with Krishna with one mantra, it makes such a difference. Then chanting Hare Krishna and Japa is not boring at all. Just hear one mantra. And if that is difficult, and sometimes the mind is so disturbed that it is difficult to even hear one mantra, try to hear one name, Krishna, Hare. Just one name. But a mantra is a unit, and the mantra is greater than the individual parts. So at least try to hear one mantra. Now, when we think, if I ask you, how many of you can hear your rounds every day? And probably very few devotees would raise their hand. But, and if I ask you, can you focus your consciousness on Krishna's holy names? You might think it's difficult. But I say that if you want to do this, you can do it. You actually can do it. And I'll prove it to you in a second. But you can do it. But to do it, you have to make a sankalpa. You have to decide that this is all I have to do now. And this makes all the difference. Because you can say, again and again, you can say, I'll listen to one mantra, I'll listen to one name, and your mind will go somewhere else, unless you become determined that I don't have anything else to do right now except to be with Krishna in the form of his holy name. That's all. This is the most important thing. Chanting is the most important thing, and trying to bring our consciousness in is the most important thing. But unless we decide that now I don't have anything else to do, my task right now is only one thing, and that one thing is to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. And then the third point is what? Who can read it? What does it say? What does the third point say? Yes. What does that mean from the Bhagavad Gita? Yato yato nishkalati. That the mind will wander. Just bring it back and try again. That's all. We can't be successful by our own power, but by our sincere attempt we can try our best. So that's what that third point means. Yato, yato, nischalati. Manas chanchanam astiram. So that's the nature of the mind. But all we can do is sincerely try our best. Be determined to chant Hare Krishna, to hear one mantra, and to sincerely try your best. And then the fourth one is be detached. You may not have been able to hear one, you may be on your 15th round, and you haven't heard one mantra, and that has happened to me. But my freedom isn't the mantras I've already chanted, or the mantras I will chant in the future. My freedom is only on the mantra I'm chanting right now. That's the point of freedom. That is the point of our choice. And that is the point that we focus on. So what I would like to do now is stop talking. And let us, everyone, take your beads, please, in your hand. Now, we all know what we're going to do now. We're going to chant Krishna's holy names, taking shelter of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. But we're going to chant Krishna's names. But what I would like us to make this sankalpa, this determination, that I want to hear one mantra. And if you actually hear the holy name of Krishna, Eka Krishna Mantra Japa Sarva Papa Chai, if we can actually hear one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are so fortunate. We are so fortunate. But be determined that this is all you have. Does anyone else have anything else to do right now, by the way? Does anyone else have anything else? Anyone have anything else to do now but hear? Hear one, to make this sincere attempt to hear the Maha Mantra. Does anyone else have anything to do? Because if you do, then do it. And then when you're ready to sit down and bring your consciousness to the chanting, then come back. And so be determined. Be determined. I don't have anything else to do now. I just want to hear one mantra or one holy name. And my mind maybe will wander. Just bring it back and try again. Don't worry. Don't worry about your success or failure. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference if you think that you're a bad japa chanter or a good japa. Just try to hear one mantra. No more, no less. And be detached from the results, because your freedom is only on the mantra you're chanting now. Okay? Now, just to begin, we'll all chant together, just to begin. And we'll chant slowly. It's actually easier to chant in one sense, in a concentrated way, even faster than this. Because the mind is so clever, it tends to slip out between the words when you chant slowly. So chant at my speed. Now we'll just chant just a short time. But chant at the speed, I'll lead the speed of the chanting. But remember, be determined. Just try to hear one mantra. One, two, three. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, stop. Not that I want you to stop chanting. But how did you do? Raise your hand. Does anyone like to say how you did? Were you able to chant one mantra? I mean, hear one mantra? How did you do? Yes, Prabhu?
It started, but at the end of the mantra, it goes back again.
Were you able to hear one mantra from beginning to end?
One name.
Did you hear one name? Did you hear one name of Krishna?
No.
Wonderful. Thank you. How did you do? Anyone else like to say? Yes? You heard a whole mantra? Your mind was cooperative. Very wonderful. Thank you. How did you do? Anyone else? Yes?
The first time that I did it, I was turning the beat, then I suddenly stopped it, and then only was concentrating on one mantra.
Did you hear one mantra?
Yes.
How nice. Did you like to hear when you heard one mantra? Because Abhinatam Namanamano, what does that mean? Krishna and Krishna's name, they're the same. If we can just contact Krishna through his whole... This is the gift of Mahaprabhu here. Krishna is saying, take me in the form of the holy names. Sometimes, unfortunately, the deity doors close and we can't see the deities. But there's no time when we can't chant the holy name. We can always chant. Krishna's saying, take me in this form. Take me. So we should take him. Take the name. But bring our consciousness there. Let's try it again. But this time, we'll chant three mantras, but don't count. I'll do the counting. And then I'll say, chant at your own speed. So then chant at a speed that's comfortable for you individually. And probably better to chant a little bit softer. So that, because we want to hear our own chanting. And then after some time, we'll stop. But just keep these four simple principles in mind. Just bring your consciousness to the chanting. Try to hear one mantra. One mantra. And if you hear one mantra, be very happy. You've done something wonderful. Second, be determined. Understand you have nothing else to do now. And if you're not determined, you have to say, keep telling yourself practically, this is all I have to do. I want to hear Krishna's holy name. I want to be there. Third thing is yato yato nistalati. Keep trying. And fourth, be detached. Don't worry about how you're doing. Just try to hear the sound of Krishna's holy name. Just try to hear one mantra. Do you feel determined? Yes? All the determined matajis? Yes?
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 Prabhu? Yes? Yes. Determined to what? To hear. One mantra. Okay. One, two, three. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Okay, chant at your own speed. A little softer though, at your own speed. But make that determination to hear one mantra. Hear one mantra, nothing else to do. And wherever the mind wanders, bring it back. Be detached, but hear one mantra. Be determined. be determined. Just hear one mantra. Sankalpa. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Just one mantra, just hear one mantra. Hare Krishna. Be determined. Wherever the mind wanders, bring it back. Yato nischalati. Hear one mantra. Be determined to hear one mantra. Wherever the mind wanders, bring it back. Just hear one mantra. One mantra, just hear, bring your consciousness to be with Krishna. Krishna. Bring your mind back. Just hear one mantra. Okay, stop. Stop for a moment. Stop for a moment. Stop for a moment. Sorry. That something I found that's quite interesting. If you try to hear the first Hari, Hare Krishna, then it sometimes it's easier to catch the whole mantra that way. Okay, begin, but be determined. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chant at your own speed. Hear Krishna's name. Let your consciousness touch the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Hare. Be determined to hear one mantra. You have nothing else to do except hear one mantra, one name of Krishna. Be determined. Be determined to hear. Let your consciousness touch Krishna's holy name. Wherever the mind wanders, bring it back to hearing. Okay. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How did you do? Raise your hand, tell me how you did with your chanting. Were you able to try in a consistent way? And did you hear one mantra? Yeah. How nice. Thank you. Anyone else like to say how they chanted?
I think when you chant in, you close your eyes, yes, clearly
when you close your own ears. Yeah. So were you able to hear? Because all we need to do is touch the Krishna's name, the sound vibration of Krishna's name with our consciousness. We don't have to do anything else. Krishna's name will do the rest. It will purify the heart. And one morning walk or a conversation, someone asked Prabhupada in Hawaii, someone asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, it is very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It wanders. And Prabhupada said, so what is the controlling of the mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear, that's all. What is the question of the mind? Don't worry about your mind. Just chant and hear. Suki duki bolo nako vadane harinam korore. That I'm feeling so unhappy. I'm feeling so happy. Never mind. Just let the consciousness touch the holy name of Krishna. And let Krishna's name act in our consciousness. That's the basic principle. And then there is taking shelter of Krishna's names, feeling Trinadapi, Sunichena, Torodapi. Oh Krishna, if you don't give me mercy, what hope I have? And then above that is fixedness, and Krishna is my only shelter. And then there's taste and attachment. But the basic principle is bring the consciousness and let it touch Krishna's holy name, that sound vibration, because the sound vibration of Krishna's name and Krishna, nama namano, are the same. Basic principle. So please try your best to hear one mantra, to be determined to do that. We might not be able to succeed, success is up to Krishna. But let us do our part and try our best. And yato yato nischalati manas chanchanam astiram. The mind wanders, bring it back. Try again. And be detached. Our freedom is now on what the mantra we're chanting now, the holy name we're chanting now. We can't rescue all the mantras we didn't listen to, and we can't chant the ones that we'll chant tomorrow now, or the next round, or the next mantra even. We can't chant the next mantra now. We can only chant the one, put our attention on the one we're chanting right now. Now, although I explained things quite briefly and partially in some senses, but we have put together a nice book called Japa, that we have, if any of the devotees wish to get one. Where are they? There's some copies has them in the back or something. Yeah. But I think you can't just take them. I think you have to buy them. By the way, just in case you are wondering. Did you want to? Yeah. All right. We'll have a minute or two before the deities open. We have our opportunity to see them and pray for their mercy. So any questions during that time? Yes, Prabhu.
When you said it was possible to like, kind of hear some mantra, but it requires a lot of effort to hear one mantra. So I don't know how it's possible to continue this effort to really focus so much. It requires a lot of effort to...
Did you hear one mantra?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
So much effort.
Why does it require so much effort?
Because we're used to so much chanting without hearing.
We're used to thinking, now I'm chanting japa, and it's the time where my mind has the freedom to travel all over the universe. Especially when I chant Gayatri Mantra. Maybe. So we want to develop a different habit and become attracted to the holy name. So yes, it is difficult and it requires effort. But when the mind becomes more peaceful, then it doesn't require so much effort. Because especially at the end of the day, our minds have been running, our bodies and minds have been running everywhere. So then when we come here and say that we should all just hear one mantra, it's one of the most difficult things in one sense. So we're supposed to chant early in the morning before the mind gets started and it's wandering and jumping up and down and this and that. That's, of course, recommended. And then another point is if we get a taste for the Hare Krishna mantra, then it's effortless. But if we think this is too difficult, then don't worry about it. Just try to hear one mantra. Because that's what happens. You're starting to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, I've heard a mantra. That was really difficult. How long can I do this? And then you've chanted four more mantras and didn't hear anything. Because your mind is just talking to itself. So if your mind says, oh, how long I have to do this, you just say, just hear one mantra. Just hear one mantra. Whatever your mind tells you, just hear one mantra. You mean I have to do this for 2 hours? No, just hear one mantra. Because what happens is the mind starts talking and talking and talking, but that's crazy when you talk to yourself. Because that's all you do. So don't carry on a conversation with your mind. Just try to hear one mantra. Keep the task very simple. Because we don't want to evoke the intelligence at this point. Because the intelligence is born of false ego combined with which mode of nature?
Passion.
And the mind is born of false ego combined with the mode of goodness. So we want to keep the mind free from the intelligence and all its planning and scheming and doubting and wondering. Just hear. Keep it very simple. Hear one mantra. That's my suggestion. Yes.
Do we need to add something to this basic principle of hearing one mantra, like cultivating humility or
something? Well, that will happen. That's the first thing that happens when you chant, try to hear one mantra, you become humble because you realize, oh, my mind is so crazy that it's even difficult to hear one maha mantra. So then we become humble. We can, oh Krishna, I need your mercy. And immediately we're moving to Trinadapi Sunichena.